When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Joe Fortenbaugh is not only our guest, he's with the fine folks at ESPN, ESPN Bet Live, weeknights at 4 o'clock, the Four Little Network. He's also a guy that I believe he's given up on the Bears. They've done it. They finally, not only does the Joe is a stickler for Wednesday hard practices.
Joe's a stickler?
Football practices. He doesn't like the Wednesday walkthrough.
He likes the violence.
And he joins us now on the Aturo Hotline. Your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Joe, the Bears let you down, buddy. I'm going to be honest.
You know, 14 years I've been coming on this show every Friday with you gentlemen. 14 years. And I thought in that amount of time, we had built at least a certain level of friendship to where if I'm going to come on this show and start screaming and yelling about how the Bears are going to win a football game, you guys would talk me off the ledge and tell me how insane I am. What was happening last week?
I don't know, Joe.
I cannot believe I came on this air. And you guys know me. I don't come on and just pander to the crowd. I've told you plenty of times when I don't like the Bears. I've told you plenty of times to stay away. I came on. I love them last week. They have me in doing a college football special show last Sunday afternoon. So in the afternoon wave, I didn't get to watch everything closely. I swear to God, I look up 4 seconds into the game. It's 7-0. I'm like, what the hell is happening here? Then it's 14-0. And then I started thinking about this exact moment when I'd be talking to you two.
Well, you weren't the only one. If it's any consolation, we had a lot of that going on in the city. But at least we have an excuse.
You know what the worst part is? It's like, okay, maybe the Niners got right. No, they didn't. They stunk last night.
Yeah.
It was a one-time only thing. Bruce Springsteen coming out of retirement, one show only for the San Francisco 49ers just because the Bears are in town. Just an incredible performance from that team. You're right. You guys are right. I can't get back on them at any point.
Right.
I don't know what to say. Now I know the plight of the Chicago sports fan. I am truly one of you.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, we talked to Billy Donovan yesterday, and he is the longest tenured coach. And next is Craig Counsell, who's been here 13 months. Like, people come to Chicago to end their coaching career. I got to be honest with you. And it's happened repeatedly, especially this year. I don't know what to say. It's the Bears that... There was no fight in that dog, buddy. Not against the Niners, and I don't know. What do you think? Not against not at Minnesota. Let's say it that way.
Well, it's like, okay, so now we say all this. So generally, what ends up happening is the bookmakers, they reflect all these emotions in the price. It opens 6.5. Minnesota's a favorite. It gets to 7. And you think to yourself, there's not going to be any value in Minnesota, right? Everyone knows they're good. Everyone looks at the Bears. They think they stink. The only question you ask yourself is whether or not it's a good buy low opportunity on Chicago. Clearly, I'm very jaded right now, so I don't know what to think. I know that there's going to be an opportunity coming up in a couple weeks. Seattle's got Green Bay this weekend. They're going to host Minnesota next weekend. They're in Chicago after that. If the Bears haven't completely dismantled themselves by then, that might be an intriguing spot against Seattle. But for this weekend, you got to figure it's going to be nothing but 6-point teasers on the Vikings, right? You take the 7, you tease it down to 1, you only need Minnesota to win by 2 or more points, and then you find another team to pair with in the teaser, which would be the Commanders. You take them from 7.5 at New Orleans down to 1.5. So classic 6-point teaser. We would need two things to happen to win the bet: the Vikings to win by 2 or more, and the Commanders to win by 2 or more, and that's how you cash the ticket.
This segment with Joe Fortenbaugh brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. All right, Joe, what else in the NFL?
All right, we'll do Army-Navy at the end. Elsewhere in the NFL, here's what we're going to do. Carolina -3 over Dallas. First time in 34 games, Carolina is favored. Now, this number has gotten away from us for a little bit, but they're a feisty football bunch, okay? They've won 2 of the last 5. Two of those losses were very close games against Philadelphia and Kansas City. They're still competing. Dallas played Monday night. They were officially eliminated from the playoffs. It's a short week. It's Carolina. I don't think they bother showing up at all in this game. I'd lay the points with Carolina. Houston, first half bet against Miami. They're a -1.5-point favorite in the first half. Nobody is better in the first half this season than the Texans and the Lions. Those are your two best first half teams. Houston, 11-2 against the spread in the first half. Top 8 scoring, top 8 points allowed in the first half. Miami, they're okay at times, but I think coming off the bye, we once again want to lean into this trend. Houston -1.5 in the first half. Chargers -3 over Tampa. Not a big bet, but Tampa's won some games lately against a bunch of nobodies. This is a step up in class. I don't trust the way the offense has been playing. You can gash this defense. If O'Connell doesn't get knocked out of that game that last week, the Raiders cover that spread. They might even win that game. So I think it's a good sell high on Tampa Bay. Number 4, Colts +4.5 over Denver. This is going to be the sharp side here. It's tough to get behind the Colts given everything we've seen this season. Denver off their bye week. But we're starting to get to that point in the market where the Broncos have surprised some people. These prices are starting to get a little too high. So it's a value play on the number. Under 43.5, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Top 2 teams in terms of rushing attempts per game. Both of them ranked 21st or slower in pace. That's a great recipe for an under. Lots of runs, slow getting up to the line of scrimmage, slow snapping the clock. George Pickens banged up. It's going to hurt that Pittsburgh offense. And then this game, Buffalo and Detroit. Now, I've got a bunch of bets for this game, so I'm going to lay out like 4, but I'm going to give you the analysis first. All right? Detroit has not seen an offense like this all season. This is where we sell on Detroit's defense. They have faced one team in the top 8 in offensive EPA all year. It was Tampa Bay back in week 2. That's it. Buffalo is one of the best in the business. Now, Detroit likes to play a single high safety, aggressive man coverage scheme. What happens in that is that when you face a mobile quarterback like Josh Allen, who can buy extra time with his legs, receivers have more time to get open down the field. You can hit some big home runs. And on top of it, your back is to the line of scrimmage, so you can't see Allen if he decides to run. So 4 bets from this game. Bills team total over 26 points. Game over 54.5. I think it's an absolute shootout. Josh Allen over 39.5 rushing yards. And then Josh Allen's longest completion, 45 or more yards, is +160. Like I said, great matchup against this defense. I think they're going to hit some home runs. So to recap everything, Panthers -3, Texans first half bet -1.5, Chargers -3, Colts +4.5, Eagles Steelers under 43.5, and then 4 bets in the Bills Lions game. Over 54.5 total points, Bills team total over 26, Allen over 39.5 rush yards, Allen's longest completion, 45 or more yards, plus 160. You'll notice the Bears aren't in there. I learned my lesson last week.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This segment with Joe Farbaugh is sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. You always think transportation when you think Joe. It's not a game. Illinois.com. All right, Joseph, the Black Knights against the Midshipmen.
So here we go, right? This is the famous game where only the sadists play the over because the under cashes like crazy. We had 16 straight years of unders in Army, Navy until 2 years ago. Finally got an over, needed overtime to get there. Last year we had a push. So for the last 18 years, the under is 16-1-1. Total 39.5. I would play the over. These are the best offenses we've seen from these two teams in a long, long time. Army can hang a number. Both teams struggle in run defense, especially Navy. These are the classic triple options, but Army's got a couple extra wrinkles in there as well, which I think can force some scoring. And if they can put some points up, then Navy's going to be forced to maybe adjust their strategy a little bit. Navy's like 68th in college football and missed tackles. They've had a lot of problems there. So you got to hold your nose on this one. It's never comfortable to do this because it's probably 0-0 in the second quarter. That said, though, I like the price at 39.5. I thought given the way these two teams played, this would be in the 40s this year. So we are going to play the over in Army-Navy. And I'm not going to talk to you before then. I'm going to lay the 14 with Florida over Tulane in the Gasparilla Bowl. Oh. Florida's trending in the right direction. They're peaking at the right time. They're playing good football late in the year under Billy Napier. Tulane's a mess. They had a chance to make the college football playoff. They lose to Memphis. Then in the conference championship game against Army, when their playoff hopes were dashed, they didn't even show up. They got blown out by Army. Now they get this bowl game they couldn't care less about. Quarterback number one out for this game. Backup quarterback out for this game. Third stringer's in the transfer portal, but he said he's going to stay and he's going to play the game. I think it's Florida in a blowout.
Joe, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
Thanks, Joe.
Love you, boys. Love you, Chicago. And despite what happened last week, Go Bears.
That's our guy. That's the triumph of hope over experience. You gotta love it.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.